got bad luck.
Sorry, I had to swallow my gum. All right, my name is Levi. I'm so glad you could be here with us today because we are going to be discussing an amazing topic. I got my pal Nico with me.
Yep, that's me.
I'm going to throw it off to him in a sec. But first, we are going to talk about the three people that we would share a breakfast meal with. And so, Nico, take it away. Say some stuff about yourself first. Let the audience know.
So I'm currently a student at Robert Morris University, a sophomore. I actually transferred here, funny enough. But I really want to get into this topic because a lot of people, I'm assuming, would go for really famous, like, influential people, right? And that's, like, for a good reason. I mean, you never get to experience what's like to talk to these crazy famous people. And while I was thinking about that, I realized that, yeah, I mean, the three people, like, that you would choose, that would be pretty cool to be influential kind of people, but especially if you chose the wrong three kind of people, it would just be, like, even if they knew each other, if they didn't know each other, it would just be kind of weird, and you have to explain, mm-hmm. like, each person individually. That and just the whole dynamic of it, I don't think people give it enough thought. So I'm actually just going to go for, and this is like kind of the good boy answer, I guess I'd go for, is that just homeless people, like three homeless people I would just find, just bring them to breakfast. And that's probably what I would go for. I know that's kind of like the boring answer here.
It's not boring.
But again, it's mostly because of that dynamic that if you get people, especially in different like time eras, because we aren't limiting this to like who's alive now, if they're fictional or not. If you get people from different time eras, you just like total confusion and it would just derail everything. But what do you think?
That's a very great answer. Very respectable. I mean, get three homeless guys or girls.
Heck yeah.
Treat them out to lunch or I guess in this case breakfast. But I guess I'll talk about the three people I'd pick. Unfortunately, my answer's not as philosophical. but first of all, my name's Levi. I'm a major of marketing and sport management at Robert Morris. And the first person I would treat out to breakfast would be Mario Lemieux. He was drafted in 1984 by the Pens. Changed their future completely. If he was never drafted, there would be no hockey in Pittsburgh today. He was killer in the 80s and 90s, even though he dealt with severe back pain and cancer. In fact, he actually had a round of radiation, and he actually played that day in Philadelphia.
It's pretty gnarly.
So, yeah, it's very gnarly indeed. And then in the late 90s, the Penguins really fell in terms of talent. And so, again, they were probably going to be relocated out of Pittsburgh. But Lemieux teamed up with Ron Burkle, and he bought the team and kept them in Pittsburgh. And then even when he was an owner of the team, he came out of retirement and still played for them in the early 2000s. And so that was just remarkable. He also does a lot of stuff for charity. He has the Lemieux Foundation. Just a really nice guy. I'd love to get to know him. And so that's it for Lemieux.
Well, even in because I live in the North Hills, that there's the Lemieux complex that he built. I mean, obviously the Lemieux complex, but I even went there. It's really, really awesome place.
Very nice. Agreed. I was just there yesterday. Yeah. Second person, taking a complete 180. His name is Reggie Fils-Aimé. Have you heard of him?
I have not at all.
He's the former president of America for Nintendo. The reason why I'm picking him, he's a meme machine. I mean, he's just somebody.
That's a pretty good reason. Yeah.
In college, he was a marketing major, and then he ended up taking a marketing job with Pizza Hut after. And I used to work at Pizza Hut, or I still do, but not.
It's all coming together.
Yeah, and so it just works out. And then he ended up working with Nintendo, and I just think he's a very smart guy. He was able to market Nintendo well, and really led to the success of their current console, the Switch. And so that would be the second person I would take out to breakfast.
That's a pretty big jump from Pizza Hut to Nintendo.
Yeah,
was there like
exactly.
An in-between or yeah. Just like Nintendo just went to Pizza Hut,
no,
boom, bam?
I'm pretty sure it was back-to-back. He went from Pizza Hut to Nintendo.
That's wow.
And now the third person going back to hockey would be Jaromir Jagr. He is my all-time favorite hockey player. He was drafted in the 1990. He told the teams that were drafting before the Penguins that he would not come over. He was like, I'm not coming over right away. But then he told the Pens, he's like, yeah, I'll come. I want to play with Lemieux. And so he was drafted by the Pens, really contributed to their 1991 and 92 Stanley Cups. In 1999, he scored a huge goal that may have saved the team as well. There wasn't much interest in the Penguins. He was able to help knock out the Devils. And but unfortunately, he had to eventually get traded because the Penguins just couldn't afford his services anymore. Went to the Capitals, underperformed there, but then went to the Rangers, did well there. Went back to Russia, then came back, played for the Stars, probably his most underwhelming stint with any team. Then went to the Flyers. A lot of Pens fans are not happy with the fact that he went to the Flyers, but it wasn't a dig at the Penguins. It was just that he wanted first-line minutes, and he was not going to get that in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Went to Boston, New Jersey. When he played for New Jersey,
He's been everywhere.
He showed the NHL that he can still play even though he's in his 40s. He went to the Panthers, and then finished off with the Flames. He ended up getting cut. Now he's playing back in the Czech. He's very funny as well. I mean, any interview you watch of Jágr, he's always cracking jokes and stuff. Unfortunately, no NHL team will take him anymore. He's just the game is now a lot faster, and Jágr is not fast anymore. but he plays in the Czech. He's got he owns a team, so he's playing with them in Kladno. I'd really enjoy going out to breakfast with Jágr. But now that we only have a minute, we have one more very important topic, and that is where are we having this breakfast at? Because you could go, to McDonald's or something, but you could also go to Cracker Barrel, and they've got a bomb breakfast. So, what do you think?
That's a very underwhelming choice, I think, McDonald's. But, I mean, I'm sure some would. Honestly, there's nothing better than... I mean, I just straight up invite them to my home.
Your home?
I mean, there's no place better to serve them than at your home. I mean, and that's the other thing. If you're at a restaurant, what's the chance of, the waiter just, fainting when they see, all these people
together?
Yeah,
that's true. You don't want that.
So I'd probably have to go with my home, but I mean, I don't go to a lot of breakfast places, so there's probably a good choice out there that you could choose.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. In my opinion, Eaton Park breakfast is just the bee's knees. I mean, I know I've never had breakfast at your home, but if the waiter did faint, I would get him a nice, ice pack.
Of course.
Or her, and then I would revive the waiter, and he'd serve us our breakfast, and it'd be a great time. I would love to thank you and everyone that's listening for tuning in. So glad we could discuss this topic with you.
Good time.
Yeah, and we'll catch you on the flip side.